The Red Wind, written by Isabel Carmody and read by Isabel Carmody. Once there lived two brothers in a cottage in the middle of a vast bare plain. Their names were Zhluti and Bili. Both brothers had the same grey eyes and pink cheeks, the same small black noses and round ears with just a hint of pointiness in them. But Zhluti's fur was yellow, and Bili's was white and soft, and his tail was longer. Bili was rather timid. He was also patient and very good at coaxing to life the seeds brought to him from afar by his bird friends. He spent each afternoon in the vivid garden he had wooed from the hard, stony earth of the plain. As well as a wild confusion of flowers, there were many bushes and plants that produced fruit or vegetables. Bili would gather these and make delicious jams and preserves and sauces, or he would dry them. These were important to the brothers, for winter on the plain was long and harsh, and nothing grew. Bili loved his garden, and he loved cooking, but most of all, he loved the sturdy cottage that he and Zhluti had built. Its walls were made from stones of various colours and sizes, gathered from the plain. Its roof was made of tough grass, woven into tiles, laid over thick pieces of wood. The tiles were bound together so that they fitted tightly against one another, and on the rare occasions when it rained, not a single drop leaked through. Inside the hut was the small stone oven where Bili baked bread and pies. In winter, he and Zhluti would sit close to its open mouth and warm their toes and fingers while the icy winds blew outside. Bili loved the oven and his small bed in its nook by the window, and the wooden table and two chairs that Zhluti had made for them to sit on when they ate. But best of all, he loved the big cave under the cottage, which served as a cellar. Here, all the pots of preserves and jams and chutneys he made in summer and autumn stood in rows alongside urns of honey, bales of sweetgrass, woven sacks of grain and rice and flour, and great mounds of ground cones. There were two neat doors in the floor of the cottage that opened to reveal the steps they had dug down to the cellar. There was a second entrance outside the cottage with a ladder, but they usually only used this for big or dirty things that could not be brought through the cottage. Bili sometimes went down to the cellar just to look at everything that he and Zhluti had so carefully prepared for the winter to come, and to admire his store of seeds and bulbs. Occasionally, he would open the stopper of one of the urns of honey or the smaller jugs of tree sap and smell the richness that flowed out into the air. Then he would press the stopper back into its place and give a great sigh of pleasure at how wonderfully safe it all made him feel.